Welcome to the third podcast of Rough Drafts. My name is Debbie DeLouise. I'm a librarian and author of the soon-to-be-released romantic suspense novel, A Stone's Throw. I have exciting news for my blog readers and listeners of Rough Drafts that I want to share through a podcast as well as a post. My romantic suspense novel, A Stone's Throw, is now available for pre-order from Amazon as an ebook and paperback. To celebrate the book's release by Limitless Publishing on November 17th, I am organizing two events. The first is a pre-order book blitz on Monday, November 16th by The Book Enthusiast. On Friday, November 20th, I'm hosting a Thanks Readers release party on Facebook with other authors. Since it's a week before Thanksgiving, and because A Stone's Throw actually takes place in November, the theme for the online party will be a Thanksgiving one. In addition to contests, giveaways, and prizes, each author will bring a virtual Thanksgiving dish with an optional recipe and/or a photo. It should be quite fun, and there are lots of seats. You can sign on any time from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. EST at http://tinyurl.com/NW35UK8. I'm also participating in several other online author events on Facebook. I will be at Santa's Helpers online book release party at http://tinyurl.com/NAWJ5MA from 8 to 8:30 p.m. on Monday, November 30th, Cyber Monday, and Cassandra's Big Christmas Bookstravaganza at http://tinyurl.com/PKEPSX9 on Wednesday, December 12th at 11 a.m. to 11:30. I hope to see many of you there. Here is another excerpt from Chapter 15 of A Stone's Throw, where Alicia dines at the inn for Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving was a wonderful day. Dora had decorated the inn with cardboard cutout turkeys, cornucopias, and pumpkins. She asked John to move a dining table from downstairs to the breakfast nook. The long table seated all of them: Dora, Charlie, Mac, John, and Alicia. It also fit the huge turkey, a 25-pounder on a platter, and all the trimmings: chestnuts, green beans, almondine, marshmallow sweet potatoes, creamy mashed potatoes, homemade stuffing with raisins, corn on the cob, two types of cranberry sauce, and steaming brown turkey gravy. Alicia was overwhelmed. Since she had no family and Peter was estranged from his, their Thanksgivings normally took place either at a restaurant or at home with the small turkey breast she served up with some store-bought sides. This family meal was amazing, and she enjoyed the food as much as she did the company, although she noticed Mac was unusually quiet and seemed to be pondering something. She teased John about his preference for plain cranberry sauce, while she preferred the berried. He countered with mock criticism for the way she ate corn on the cob, slicing the kernels off with a knife instead of biting them off the cob. When Dora wheeled out the desserts after everyone was stuffed and swore they couldn't eat another bite, all eyes widened. Dora had baked several pies, apple, pumpkin, and Alicia's favorite from the time she and Peter traveled to the Amish country in Pennsylvania, shoofly pie. John patted his stomach. "I think I've gained 10 pounds, he groaned. "Is that shoofly pie?" Alicia asked, already knowing the answer. "Sure is. I got the recipe from a friend I met on a tour in Lancaster once, and I brought it home with me. I make it as a special for in-guests once in a while and on holidays." Despite everyone's protests of being full, all three pies were consumed, the men doing most of the honors. I hope you enjoyed this podcast and that you will join me for my Facebook Thanks Readers release party on November 20th. Future podcasts will be featured on my blog at https://debbiedelouise.wordpress.com. Thank you for listening.